from Repeat, my producer, of course. Here's the theme song. Is it playing? All right, of course. Welcome the nation. Welcome Rhode Island. Welcome Georgia. Welcome, of course, West Virginia, which is Ohio, right?
Yes, it's in the Ohio.
Yes, my guest Myron Todd, my producer, Repeat. My producer, Repeat. How you doing, Repeat?
I'm doing good, Mr. Shapiro. How are you doing?
You call me Mrs. or Mr. Shapiro?
Because you're an old man. That's what we call you.
No, I'm not an old man. See, look at this. Do I look young with my new shaved haircut? I got in my
think you should shave it all the way off.
All the way off, huh? Now you can be seen in the camera, right, Repeat? You're seen in the camera. This is my producer, Repeat. So, Repeat, how does it feel to be on my show?
You know, feels the same as usual.
Now, you know, I parked next to your car. That's your copy car. Your car is like, you know, you're following me. You know what I'm saying? You got the Toyota Camry just because you want to copycat me. You know, right?
I got the Toyota Camry just because it was a cheap, affordable car that was good on gas.
It's not cheap. Am I cheap?
Well,
I'm Jewish.
Yes, you are Jewish.
Yes.
Well, you're Jewish. That's enough said, Shapiro.
We have a great show. You know, we have another Jew on the show tonight, not Myron Todd. You might look Jewish with me, though. No, we have Roseanne Barr on the show, actually. Roseanne Barr. Okay, but do I look Jewish? I don't know how the Jewish knows. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just kind of look at everyone as people. So I'm just kind of right there.
I do too, but no one looks at me as a person. You know, they just look at me as Derek Shapiro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you look at me as a person, Repeat?
No comment, Shapiro. No comment.
Anyway, but yeah, I have some great guests on the show. I have Roseanne Barr, okay? I had two versions of the interview. I aired it on my DSSTVstation.com back a few months ago. And I had another version which didn't get recorded, okay? Only her visual got recorded. So I'm just re-airing it from the DSS TV station a few months ago. I did it in the Outright Bookstore in Atlanta, the Roseanne Barr interview. That's going to be near the end of the show. We got Myron Todd, my first guest, of course. He's great. He was on the DSS TV station a while back. We also have two great people from Rhode Island. Art Spencer, who was on the Music Appreciation Show and on the DSS TV station talking with Derek.
Who is Art Spencer?
He's on Late Rock 105 in Providence, Rhode Island. He's on right now.
Radio show host.
Yes. Oh. He's on right now. His show starts at 7 p.m.
Is his show better than yours?
I don't know. I mean, you could put on right now. You could go on LightRock105FM.com and hear him, okay? All across the nation, okay?
I don't think he can touch Shapiro, though.
Okay. He can't touch Shapiro. But no, I have mad respect for him because I used to intern back at a station. This is a sister station, okay, back in the day. And I'm just good friends with him. I still communicate with him. His show is recorded on Saturday nights, okay? It's 7 to midnight, okay? So if you go on his show right now, you could listen to Late Rock 105. Then we have a former Attorney General of Rhode Island on the same show tonight, okay? And she's a former AM radio talk show lady, okay? Arlene Violet. She has a new play in Rhode Island called The Families. It's about the mob. You get a phone call. Look at that. Repeat's getting a phone call.
This is actually John's phone.
It's John's phone. Okay, look at that. They're telling me to take me off the air. No. Look at that. Now, I'm here at Rich Production Studios, of course. Rich Production, of course. Repeat, of course. And, of course, his last name is Richmond. Rich Productions. His brother, John, the owner, of course, here. So, good shout out to Rich Productions here in Marietta. 2470 Windy Hill Road, Marietta, Georgia. Can you believe that? We're in Marietta. Can you believe that? Repeat?
I can't believe that.
You can't believe that, yes. So, anybody who wants to visit me during the show, you know what I'm saying? Come up to the fourth floor. You know, we'd love to have you, you know? And then, of course, Arlene Violet, former radio show lady. And she has a play about the mob, okay? She's a playwright. And because the mob is big in New England, you
was
know?
Was she in the mob?
No, she was Attorney General. She prosecuted the mob people.
Ah. Well, you have to write what you know.
So. Exactly. Yeah. You have to write what you know. And my parents have seen the play right now, you know. And I want to give a shout out to my father. I want to surprise call him because tomorrow's Father's Day. And actually, you know, I want to do that right now before I get to the interview, okay? I want to surprise call my father. Wish him a happy Father's Day live in the air. Because I have a son and daughter in London and River.
Are you sure your father would like to talk to you right now, though?
Let me see. I know my mom's going to answer because I'm calling her cell phone.
If your father's anything like me, he can only handle a certain amount of you a day. Right now, you're pushing that limit.
That's my mom's cell phone. Let me see if my dad will answer on his cell phone. And the scene Arlene Violet's play called The Families, of course. It's about the mob, of course. And it was a great play. I saw it last Saturday in Rhode Island. It's playing at Trinity Repertory Theater. 2259, okay. And I'm not going to give my father's phone number away. But live on the air. And I want to give a shout out to Anthony and his girl, Jody. Happy anniversary, of course. And I feel bad for Jody. No. You have a good boyfriend, I'm telling you. You know. My screen went black, but I think it's okay, you know. It goes black if no one's touching my computer, so I can't see my face.
Hello?
Hi, Dab.
Yeah?
You're live on the Derek Shapiro Show.
I'm live on the Derek Shapiro Show. All right.
I called.
How you doing there, Derek?
Good. I have my guest in the studio, but you're on the same show as Roseanne Barr tonight.
I have the same show as Roseanne Barr?
I wanted to call you because I want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much.
I love you.
Thank you. It's not quite Father's Day, but I'll take it. I'll get a head start on Father's Day.
Yes.
Is Arlene right here? She's coming in right now.
She's coming in?
Yeah, she's coming in right now.
Arlene Violet's on the same show as you tonight.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
Did you give Arlene a big hug for me?
I want to give Arlene a big hug. I'll give her a big hug.
All right. All right, you take it easy. Hello?
Just hold on just a second.
Okay. She's going to Arlene Violet's play, and that's who I'm interviewing tonight. The interview that I did with her last week in Rhode Island.
Very cool.
This is cool. Live radio. This is cool. Live.
Absolutely. Unpredictable.
How would you feel? Derek, give me a big hug.
Hello?
Hello?
Arlene? Hello? Oh.
Sounds like the cell signal.
Oh, wow. The cell thing. Let me try to call. That's who the interview is going to be tonight. Arlene Violet.
Oh, very cool.
Two part, okay? And Art Spencer. So I think the phone hung up. But Arlene is so great. I don't want to hang up on Arlene, you know? Hopefully she didn't think I hung up on her, you know what I'm saying? But Arlene Violet, former Attorney General of Rhode Island.
Yeah, what happened to you?
I don't know. The phone hung up. Is Arlene still there?
I just gave her a big hug, which I wanted to pass the phone over to you, from her to you, but you something happened.
Yeah, no, the phone hung up. I don't know what happened.
That's okay, but she's talking to other people now.
All right, well, thank you very much. And
thank you. This is great. I told her that, you know, we're all here and...
All right. Well, you take it easy. I love you, okay? All right. Enjoy. Yeah, enjoy the show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Arlene Violet's interview is coming up pretty soon in the show, and they're at Arlene Violet's show. So, of course, my first guest, Myron Todd. Welcome, of course. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Derek. Doing well.
Yes, your music is incredible, I'm telling you. I first met you in Duluth, of course, at the Arena, Arena Tavern.
Yeah.
And when you perform live, you're great, okay?
Well, thank you.
I think you're better live, you know what I'm saying? You know,
wow.
Yeah, I listen to your music on CD. Your music's great on CD, but I'm just saying, you're electrifying, you know what I'm saying? The way
you
perform, you have a great presence on stage, you know what I'm saying? You give presents around to people? No.
Yeah, you know, that's how you get stage presents.
Exactly, that's
like
a stage presence, you know?
$20 in every tip jar.
Exactly.
For everybody, just
that's
give it
up. That's how you do this hat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went on the mall today at Town Center and in Kennesaw, and I'll just, like, pass out the hat, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Well, it could work if you did, like, something for it, maybe a magic trick or something.
No,
like that.
I just say, like, you know, I'm Derek Shapiro. I said, just look at me, you know what I'm saying? I'm a radio show guy. You know?
Did it work?
No.
Okay, well, then I won't try that.
No money.
And it is hat night tonight at the Derek Shapiro.
It is
show.
Hot night, but it'll get sweaty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I sweat.
Oh,
well,
I guess I didn't get the memo because I'm a...
See?
I have no hat.
You're out.
See,
he wants to follow me. He wants to follow me. See, he got the matching car, you know? He wants a matching hat now, you know? So tell me about your music. I mean, why do people love your music like I do?
I get a lot of really good reactions from it, which is pretty good. You know, sometimes in this music arena down here, especially in Atlanta, there's so many different styles. You know, mm-hmm. Hip-hop is definitely king, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of great hip-hop artists here. So rock is sort of niched out a little bit
more.
And rock and folk is kind of where I fall.
Mm-hmm. And you live in Auburn next to Athens, and you know R.E.M. comes from Athens.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll get into that in a minute. I did actually start playing there. I'm at a Borders there now.
Oh, okay.
Probably about every 2 or 3 weeks out there.
Oh,
so.
The Borders in Athens.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very familiar with
it's
that. Yes,
cool
get up to
Athens.
Borders.
Yes.
And, you know, I interviewed in Borders in Douglasville, you know. And I got to mention, say once again, Borders is always great because, you know, the competition, you know what I'm saying, of course. doesn't allow music like Borders does.
Right, right. And it's really a unique thing. It's a real shame that, you know, they just because maybe they didn't get ahead of the electronic music curve.
Exactly.
That they're paying for it. But the venue, each one seems, it really makes a very welcoming place for creative people.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So your music, so into you, of course, the CD. And of course, we're doing your interview first, but I invite you to stick around the whole show and help me with, you know, some things if you want, because, you know, but what's So Into You about?
So Into You is, it was written initially before I finished it this year, several years back. And it's just about, you know, certain people that, you know, specifically, you know, I don't want to call anyone out, but, you know, it's just like sort of a bromance that went bad, you know, it's like...
Bromance?
Yeah.
With a brother?
No, just like a guy that's a friend of yours, okay, that you hang out with and everything. Right. And it's just like, you know, sometimes, you know, people's lives change and they go different ways and all that kind of stuff. And you just start, you know, sort of thinking, well, you know, this dude ain't hanging out with me anymore, you know, or something like that. And everything, and so you're just like, you know, what's going on there? So it's kind of about that, you know.
Well, I'll be your new bromance.
All right, awesome, brother.
Hey, you know, I'm playing pool on Monday with some guys, you know.
Oh,
what
there
saying?
You go.
And Kennesaw area, you know. If you want to come, you know, from Auburn, you know.
Well, thank you so much.
You could come play pool and repeat.
I'm not much of a hustler there. Right?
I have a quick question real quick. How is the, everybody has the misconception that you know, to make it in the music industry, you just go to Atlanta and you do music for a couple months, and then you automatically get on the radio.
Yeah.
How is that? How do you see yourself? Do you believe that that's the that can happen? And how is the music scene in Albany? Is it the same way? Do people feel the same way that you go to, you know, Albany's, and it's just an extension of or not Albany? I'm sorry.
It's Auburn, Georgia. Auburn, yeah.
It's just an extension of Atlanta. Or is it? I guess I'm trying to say, is it, how hard is it to make it in the scene out there?
Well, you know, you. The thing about the, you know, the instant overnight success, you know, it's like, you know, people do become that, but you don't really become an overnight success without years of actually working and, mm-hmm. and thinking about, you know, what it is you're trying to do.
Exactly.
You know, so many people, you know, come out there, including me, you know, years ago, with the wrong idea about how to make music. So it just kind of came to me over the last 5 years as I've developed. So it's taken all this time to actually get to this point. So Atlanta has been very good, but it's a good place in that regard. I didn't really come here for that. I just came here to actually work and actually build my life and everything. But now it's turning into a thing where everything's kind of coming together at once.
Awesome.
With the music.
And of course, you came here to be on the Derek Shapiro Show,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. Exactly. It's my big break.
Exactly. All right, so here's someone to you here live on the Loose of the Derek Shapiro Show. Then we're going to the Spencer interview from Providence, Rhode Island, that debuted a few weeks ago on Loses How the Derek Shapiro Show Music Appreciation Show. Here, So Into You by Myron Todd. Is it playing? Awesome. All right.
Can't make me almost have to stop the play. Oh, yeah. I lied. turn the mics back on.
Yeah, those are good questions you asked.
All right, of course, that was Sewing to You by Myron Todd. Louis of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course. I just interviewed Myron Todd, of course, and we have another person checking us out, Diana Shasta from Kennesaw, of course, Marietta area. And, of course, that was Myron Todd, So Into You. So that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm so into your music, you know.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate that.
Exactly, yes. And of course, let's see. So now we go to the Art Spencer interview, of course. This one, of course, is on Light Rock 105. So if you tune in to Light Rock 105 now, Rhode Island people, or you go on to lightrock105fm.com, you can listen to my show at the same time and Art Spencer on my show. So this is kind of freaky, you know what I'm saying? So Art Spencer, he's a good guy, you know what I'm saying?
Excellent.
I have a lot of mad respect for him because he's on Nightlight. He does all the Nightlight dedications for, you know, for, like, he plays a lot of, on his show, he plays a lot of Celine Dion.
And he was the one.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
He was the one that kind of steered you in the right direction.
No,
radio.
He wasn't my mentor. Well, he is a mentor. I mean, I have respect for him.
Not your original mentor.
He's not my original mentor.
I got you.
But I have a lot of respect for him because I've been listening to him for years. Mm-hmm. So this is the first Art Spencer interview that he had a few weeks ago. And the volume wasn't too good, so now people can hear the good volume of, a little distorted, but it's pretty good. Here's the interview with Art Spencer, the first one. Louis of the Derek Shapiro Show. Make sure you turn on mics down. All right. Lose of the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, Myron Todd, before you go, I just want to say the month of May countdown, of course. This is June, of course, so I always do the month before. As I do this monthly, of course, episode 62, of course. And the number 12th song for the month of May was Rick Ashman from Rhode Island, Higher and Higher. 11, Mark Lawson's Own Atlanta from Woodstock, Georgia, Letting Go. 10 was Melissa Rose, Contagious, of course. Melissa Rose, of course, been to my show a few times and talking with Derek. Did you meet Melissa Rose? No.
I've not met her yet.
No,
no,
she's
I know
good.
Mark Lawson.
Yeah, Mark Lawson. You know Mark Lawson. And Melissa Rose is going live at 7:30 on the DSS TV station, so I'm going to compete against her. Hopefully, she'll be live, and hopefully everything's going to go well with her, Melissa Rose.
Hopefully, you get more views is what you mean to say.
Who do you think's going to get more views, Melissa Rose or me? Who would you tune into?
Melissa Rose looks better than you.
Yeah, she does. She does. With her tattoo, she looks sexy. I can always kiss her hand, too. Okay.
Don't let a boyfriend find out.
Oh, I kiss her right in front of her boyfriend. Okay. Jay Profane, Lie to Me from Rhode Island, of course. Russian Roulette's husband, of course. I love Russian Roulette. Oh, yes. She was on my show. Jay Punk and Memph, still here from Rhode Island. Russian Roulette featuring her husband, Jay Profane, Tip of My Tongue, is number 7. Jay Rhythm, We Are the Sky. Okay. Is number 6. Of course, we heard Myron Todd. He's not on the countdown yet. So please, everybody vote for So Into You, of course, to make in the countdown. So what's the number 5 song for the month of May that we're going to be playing here? I'll lose some of the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Oh, wait, before you introduce the song, okay? I want everybody to do, let's see how long we can do show for, okay?
All right.
Lose some of the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay.
Do a little longer than that.
I know. I probably could. Okay. So what's the number 5 song for the month of May here?
It's Michael Jackson and Akon, Hold My Hand.
That's right. Hold My Hand. Let's hold my hand. Pete,
right.
Want to hold my hand? Me and Myron holding hands.
That's right.
Okay, here's Hold My Hand by Akon and Michael Jackson. Our cars are holding hands in the parking lot, you know. I'm parking next to your car that you copycatted me.
Toyota.
You
know, love.
The Toyota. Is it playing, the song? Awesome. Hold My Hand. Turn the volume down so we can talk in this one.
Shapiro.
Yeah, and that is the incredible Michael Jackson. We all miss him. We give a little prayer for him and the family.
Just introduce it for me. Pete, introduce it for me, okay? The Os Spencer second half, okay? Say I'm doing something, okay?
All right, and Derek Shapiro could not make it with us. He's on an important mission right now. So right now we go to the second half of the Art Spencer show. Yeah. He is the radio host up in Rhode Island where Shapiro's from. So here we go with the Art Spencer interview part 2.
your one and only. Cause I can make it all right till the morning. I can tell that you're tired of being lonely. Take my hand, don't let go, baby, hold me. Come to me and let me be your one and only. Cause I can make it all right.
Again, of course, Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, so don't go to my rage yet. That was our Spence interview. And we have Dan the man with the plan, of course. Dan? Dan?
Hello, this is Dan the man with the scientific plan coming at you from West Warwick, Rhode Island. Thanks, Derek, for having me on the Derek Shapiro Show.
And what do you want to speak about?
All right, tonight I'd just like to give a brief intro to what I'll be sharing each month. Which is topics on science and the Bible. And basically, I grew up on a Jewish campground in Connecticut. Most of my friends believe in God. My dad was a science teacher. I read books in our family library, which were written by predominantly atheists. Because I was young and naive, I believed pretty much every word they said verbatim as truth. And then one day I was watching a documentary on dinosaurs, and the scientists that were speaking were puzzled as to why many dinosaurs were immersed in mud when they found the remains of them all over the planet, as though they died very quickly, suffocated in mud. And I thought about this, and I said to myself, well, to me, a very logical explanation would be some kind of a universal flood, some kind of flood that would when you crash a lot of water into a lot of dirt, would kill these dinosaurs instantly encased in mud. And then I thought to myself, well, if I'm thinking of this, if I'm arriving at this conclusion, why aren't these other brilliant scientists also at least, you know, considering that as a possibility? And then it occurred to me that many of these guys are atheists, and so they pawn off everything in the Bible, and pretty much the Bible itself, as a myth. And because they do that, they enter into the scientific investigation with a presupposition that prevents them from seeing the world around them correctly. In other words, they'll interpret the geology of the planet wrong if the flood really did occur, because they'll never, in their mind, let the flood be a possibility.
All right, Dan.
Yes.
Dan, well, I gotta cut that short, but basically...
No, that's a good intro for now. I'll get into details next month.
Okay, well, I do think of Dan the man with the plan. What's your contact information? People want to get in contact with you for more ideas.
Sure. Dan Martineau, the last name is spelled MARTINEAU, and I'm on Facebook, so... contact me on Facebook, say something about science and the Bible, and I'll respond.
Thank you very much, Dan, the man with the plan. I love you. I'll see you. I'll speak to you next month from Rhode Island.
All right. Happy Father's Day, Derek.
Thank you. And happy Father's Day for your four children. God bless.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Lewis, the Derek Shapiro Show, Dan, the man with the plan. We're going to go with My Rage, and then before someone for the month of May, of course, Dante Rolla. Here it is, live. Lewis, the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, Lou's on the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, we're live, of course. Isn't it cool to be live, Pete?
It's always cool to be live.
Yes. Now I want to go into an interview, of course. Eileen Vile, of course. She tried to talk to me live on the air before. My parents are at a play called The Family. It's about the mob. The play about the mob. Here's the first interview. I was going to do the second interview for the DSS TV station here in next month, visual, but I want to play this because I have mad respect for Eileen Vile, just like Art Spencer. Here's Eileen Vile interview live here, Lose Out the Derek Shapiro Show. Here's Eileen Vile. All right, that was the Arlene Violet interview. Of course, Pete's got to get going, but I'm going to finish the show to the end. Of course, here's America Praise God by, of course, Clinton Mason, the number 30 song for the month of May. Then we're going to go into the Arlene Violet shout out. The Arlene Violet shout out after. Then the Arlene Violet interview. Here, I'll lose out the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Since I was a child, America was known to me as a country built on God, the money reads, in God we trust, so let us put our trust in God to save us. Remember in grammar school how we used to pray before class began. Do you remember when the president and the government need the Lord too? Just like me and you, we had to pray for them too. America, 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 America. Praise God, praise God. America, 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 America. Praise God, praise God.
All right, this is how the Derek Shapiro Show. Hello, tester 1, 2, 3. Peace. Praise the Lord.
Eric Shapiro, go Derek.
Yes. Hello, Testament.
Here we stand, somewhere in between this moment and the end. This whole thing in. Everybody else is smiling, man. Their smiles don't fade, and you don't even wonder why. You just don't think that's that way. Maybe that's when we got lost somewhere, we can't move on, we can't stay here. Or maybe we just had enough. Well,
Rob Thomas, of course, this is the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, number second song for the month of May, and of course, the Finally Violet interview, of course, second part, of course, is going to be on Talking with Derek on July 9th, of course, from everybody next, DSSTVStation.com next
right,
week.
This is
Finally Violet.
With Derek here in Providence, Rhode Island, outside Starbucks over here. We have Arlene Violet. If you just heard the interview last week, she was on the Derek Shapiro Show, but now Talking with Derek. Welcome back.
Thank you,
yes,
Derek.
Yes.
Thank you.
And, of course, you know, your play, of course, the families, of course. That's why, you know, you are the press, of course. It's about the mob, of course, and your book that you wrote is about the mob, too.
Yes.
What's the difference between the play and the book?
Well, the book, of course, is on the life of John Partington, the mob and me.
Exactly.
The me is John Partington.
Exactly.
And he started the Federal Witness Protection Program for the United States of America. So it talks about this incredibly courageous man and all the challenges he had and the characters that he actually had to guard and all the schemes he used to keep them safe. You know, when you look back now, many of the protocols he established to protect these wise guys are used by the President of the United States to keep them safe.
Wow, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Now, your play, who is that based on?
Well, it's some of the characters, ironically, that were in that book, they're like the bad penny that keeps showing up. I ran into them in the 70s when I first worked in the Attorney General's office, and then all over again in the 80s.
Really?
When I was Attorney General, prosecuting them as the Attorney General. So some of the same characters, in a way, that are in the book, because they kept coming back. They have, they're cats. The nine lives. Actually, so they just got arrested, some of them, about a month and a half ago.
Really?
Right here in Rhode Island all over again.
So the mob is not really over, by any means.
The crimes have changed. I think with the Racketeering Act and the ability to confiscate the property of mobsters under that RICO Act, I think it certainly has had a very severe dent. But the mob is still around on what we call lesser tier crimes. A set of capital crimes is still involved in extortion, gambling, things of that nature.
So, were you nervous doing this play? Were you nervous prosecuting these bad people, did some of the people that Joshua prosecuted and put away, did they respect you in some way?
Well, first of all, the mob never hurt law enforcement deliberately. If you got shot, it was because you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, so it was an accident. So I never really was fearful of the mob. I did have bodyguards when I was Attorney General, but that was because of the Colombian drug cartel. Mm-hmm. I went after the higher-ups in the mob, and they had moved their headquarters to Central Falls, Rhode Island.
Right.
So I had bodyguards relative to them. They were Medellin drug dealers, and they had a Papa Cop program, so that's the only thing I really had to watch out for.
So from this point on, what do you think the mob would say about this play?
I think they would think it was fair. I do know when I was running for office for Attorney General, one of the reporters asked Raymond Patriarca, the head of crime in New England, what he thought about me, and he said that he liked me because I went after the white collars as well.
Really?
So I think they would think it was fair.
Have you spoken to the Patriarca family recently, and have they saw your play?
I don't know if they've seen the play, but I haven't deliberately talked to Junior, who is still around. I think it's fair. And of course, the family, we call it that because it's universal themes. The godfather has a son who doesn't want to follow in his footsteps, something a lot of dads have relative to their sons. There is a scene here where a family goes into witness protection and the wife for the first time realizes what her husband really did for a living.
Sure.
And to me, she personifies that kind of family unit. And it could be a man married to a woman, but you marry somebody and they're not quite the person you thought they were. So it has these kind of universal themes to it.
So, lawyers that represent the mob, and of course you're the prosecuting attorney, of course, being Attorney General, what do you think about lawyers who represent the mob?
Well, as you know, that's what our system is. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. I think it's very good to have a justice system that really keeps the prosecution's feet to the fire. And I'm glad that there are defense lawyers around to do their best to really make us prove cases beyond a reasonable doubt. So I have respect, certainly, for mob lawyers because they're doing their job.
Sure. Now, do you think any politicians in Rhode Island are connected? And what do you think about that?
Well, I think certainly in days past, that was true. I'm not, obviously, the Attorney General anymore, so I'm not privy to the latest intelligence on it, but I certainly think it was true in the past.
Sure. So you'll play the families, of course.
Right.
What do you want people to get out of your play?
Well, I want them to get out of this play that, in a way, while people sometimes think the mob is bad, in many ways, the same behavior is being replicated by politicians. In my musical, there's a scene where the godfather, in real life, was very good to people in the neighborhood. They used to say, Raymond Patriarca, that he had 1,000 eyes in the neighborhood. And those were all the old ladies, you know, who watched over him. And we have a scene like that in my musical.
Really?
But by the same token, this past Sunday in Rhode Island, there was an article of 3 North Providence councilmen who were convicted, and they got a pretty stiff sentence. And when they interviewed the old ladies in North Providence, they were nice guys, they did that, this or that. So what I want them to get out of my musical is that while sometimes people look at the mob as the only gangsters, politicians and councilmen, in this case in North Providence, they're just as much gangsters, and the same dynamic I'm trying to make excuses for for them,
exactly,
because they did you a favor in North Providence or whatever. It's really the same deal that went on with the mob, so not much has changed.
Exactly. Well, I must thank you, Ollie and Violet. I respect you so greatly for being on my show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And here's a Roseanne interview.
Yes.
After Ollie and Violet.
Well, I interviewed recently your
It's not about you.
No, no, Dilla Barnes one time. Dilla Barnes, the author that was on your show, Dilla Barnes, who played your friend. Do you still keep in contact with
her? No, I haven't seen her for a while.
And Adela thinks still highly of you.
I think highly of her too, and if you see her, say hey, call me.
I will.
What's your number?
Roseanne Barr, Lose of the Derek Shapiro Show, here's the number one song, Akon. Featuring Colby Adonis with Beautiful. Then we're going to close out the show. Lose out the Derek Shapiro Show.com, of course. Episode 62. Colby Adonis with Beautiful, of course. Lose of the Derek Shapiro Show. That's it for today. I want to thank John Richmond. John Richmond. Oh, well, actually, he's in the other studio, of course. The owner of Rich Productions, of course. Thank you to Repeat. Thank you to Repeat. Thank you to Roseanne Barr. Thank you to Art Spencer from Light Rock 105. He's on right there right now. I want to thank Arlene Violet. Her play is going on right now in Rhode Island. I want to thank Myron Todd. And I want to thank Dan the Man with a Plan. Next month, we have Dave Coulier from Full House. I recorded it last year. And coming up at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be live in Atlanta at Sam Stone Studios, of course, live open mic night. This Thursday's rebroadcast, 8 p.m. here on Derek Shapiro Show. Tune to the DSSTVStation.com this Thursday at 7 o'clock for open mic night in Providence at Borders Books. Next Saturday on DSSTVStation.com at 8 o'clock, Derek Shapiro's Music Video Countdown Show on the front page. And then I'm back here next month with Dave Coulier, episode 63. All right. And thank you, John Richmond. Thank you very much, John. And you can press goodbye for the show. And I'm going to say goodbye to all of you. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.